Welcome back to the Embodied Boundaries course, and welcome to session two. So hopefully you took some time to reflect a little bit on your close relationships and were able to identify and sort of rank them based on which ones you find more sacred than others, and started to kind of look at, well, what were some of the criteria that, you know, I used in determining one's sacredness. And we're going to really look at boundaries now from this assumption and this choice to look at all of our relationships as sacred ecosystems. That's where we're going to move from at this spot. Even if you've noticed that some of them you hadn't looked at as that sacred, they are now. Okay, so we're wiping the slate clean. And so the first thing we're going to look at and kind of expand on from the practice at the end of the last session is this idea around generous love, right? Looking at our contribution in the world, in our relationships, in our communication, in how we show up, and really, you know, looking at what does it actually mean to be generous and why? Like, what is the purpose and value of generous love, right? Like, what's the point? And when we look at our relationships as an ecosystem, it's really important that we acknowledge that relationships are the coming together of two separate unique beings, right? Like, there actually requires separation. And I think every single human being on this planet has that deep sense of wanting, craving, yearning for connection, right? We deeply want to connect with others, even if there's a lot of fear or if there's ways in which we block it. Like, there is this deep internal yearning that wants it. And I really feel that that's, you know, really at a cellular level and part of the journey of being in a human body, because we come down to earth from this fabric of oneness, right? We actually all come down from the same origin point. And then we're separated into these human bodies that are all unique, with these different souls that are all unique. And so I really see this yearning for connection as this yearning of returning to oneness, right? This yearning of seeing yourself in someone else and wanting to connect with that. And the beautiful thing about connection is that it actually requires differentiation in order to happen. You can't connect with something that is you in many ways. It requires the coming together of two things and meeting in a certain point. And so even that line of differentiation, that uniqueness, that separation between self and other is one of the first boundaries that we have, that we just understand that there is a difference. I use this example, like you put flour with more flour, you don't bake a cake, right? Nothing gets created when the same comes together with the same. Creation, generation, expansion happens when two separate things come together to form something different. And so every boundary that you have, right, every single one, from the smallest understanding of, like, this is where I stop and where you begin, all the way up until the big choices, the yeses and the noes, all of those truly in one form or another are acknowledging and serving the differentiation of self from other. They create separation so that we can have connection. I'm going to repeat that. Boundaries create separation so that we can have connection. I want you to think about the power and energy that you have to give in the world. Feel how big it is when it's really turned on, right? When you're really feeling alive. Every relationship in your life, every person that you come in contact with, deserves the fullest expression of that. And by fullest, I mean most true and most what's most possible at any given moment. Right? Because of course, we're not always on and alive and just like our greatest, biggest selves. But at any moment, you can make a choice to say, what is the fullest expression of me right now? And that will always change. But when we begin to see how sacred every relationship is, it also changes the standard through which that we decide that we want to participate in it. Right? Like, I really think about the people in my life. They deserve the most honest, true, generous version of me. And so if I cannot be that for any specific reason, that's when a boundary is put in place. Right? That's when a no is said. Can you come to this thing? Do you want to go out to do this event? If I can't show up full feeling super open and generous, I say no. I don't say yes and then just come at my half-assed self. I don't say yes and then just suffer through it because it's not serving the ecosystem. It's not about me not wanting to, right? It's like we actually have to take this further out from looking at it as a personal thing. Boundaries aren't just protecting me. And I think this is where many people get stuck with boundaries. They think boundaries are about them. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to protect my energy. I'm going to say no because I now see where I abandon myself. You know, it's like, it's very self-focused, which backfires, by the way, and does not create the highest level of possibility between you and another. I want to acknowledge that, you know, sometimes there is a phase in the healing where it is really important to say no and no and no and no, even if it's coming from a wound, even if it's a bit ego, because you're learning it, but it's not the full arc, right? It's not the deepest thing. And so I want to transition from looking at boundaries as a personal thing to looking at boundaries as a requirement to serve the sacredness of your ecosystem. And how do you serve that sacredness? With your generosity. Which means that boundaries serve your opening for love. They are there to support you in remaining open. So if I cannot be open, there is something that I get to express and acknowledge. Now, there may be times where you can make that adjustment without putting up a boundary or expressing a boundary because you can handle that internally. Right? So the other thing is important to note is that boundaries change. They are not stuck in one format. They do not remain static. They actually are continually evolving and shifting because your level and capacity to be open and generous is always shifting and moving. You are a extremely pliable and, you know, ever-changing human being. The other thing that this requires is for you to acknowledge the gift that you are. This is the personal piece, right? And it's not from an ego place, but it's actually just about acknowledging the truth that you are a unique gift on this planet. And therefore, you deserve to treat yourself as such and do what's required in order for those in your life to receive the fullest, most honest version of you. It takes acknowledging that as fact, which I think can be hard for some people. Can be really hard for some people. But when you really acknowledge that, it just makes sense that you're going to say yes and no and adjust and have boundaries when it comes to really being open and generous with your energy and with your love. So that's the first piece, is boundaries serve the generosity, right? Because if you think about the outward expression of generosity, it needs a container, right? It needs something to hold that. It needs something to direct it. That's what boundaries are. They're conditions, right? They're conditions for your opening. And I like to give this example because this is actually where it really hit me. I broke up with a partner a number of years ago now. And we had a relationship that I think at its foundation was built on really pure love. But there were a lot of unhealthy patterns and hooks that we were hooked into with each other. And so when we broke up, those patterns still sort of played out with me, and I started to really see them, because even though we weren't together, I was seeing them play out in other parts of my life. I was seeing how they played out sort of in my mind around him and my behaviors after we broke up. And what I would notice was that I would check his social media quite frequently, almost as a habit by this point. And it didn't actually feel very good. Right? Like it didn't quite, there was very rarely anything on it, but just the act of checking, like it didn't feel very good. And I had this moment where I thought, every time I do this, I'm actually tainting the love that like does exist between us energetically. And we weren't in communication. We were not in relationship anymore. So like, I'm not talking about our connection in sort of the 3D physical world. I'm talking about like the sacredness of the love that did exist between our souls. That was just an energetic thing. And I hit this point where I was like, I'm not willing to taint that anymore. I don't feel generous. I don't feel open. I'm not acknowledging the sacredness of what this was. And because there was like some actual sort of neuropathway programming I needed to break, I needed to block him. And it was at that moment that I really felt how loving that act was. Right? Because we often think of boundaries again as these like walls and barriers that we put up between people or to push people out. And actually blocking him was the way in which I could stay in a generous pose with my love for him. It was the distance and the requirements from which I could authentically and generously love him in that moment. And that's what I want you to write down. That a boundary is the condition or distance from which I can authentically and generously love you in this moment. Because at that time, anything else tainted the generosity in my heart. And that was how I knew it, right? It's very, very simple when we start to feel the embodied imprint of generous love in our bodies. Because that becomes our compass for knowing when and why we set boundaries. That becomes our compass. A boundary is not about what we want to happen. A boundary is not about behavior modification. A boundary is not about creating a certain result or having someone understand something or having someone get it and make any changes. A boundary is literally about us. And this comes back to the piece of personal responsibility within this ecosystem. It is a standard that we hold for ourselves. It's also a standard that we hold for the quality of relating that we accept, the quality of connection, and the quality of our life. It is always about us. So I'm going to end this session here with a little assignment, a little practice you can do before we move on to the next. And that is to take out a journal. And I want you to identify the places right now in your relationships or in the past where you have not felt generous, right? Where you have noticed that the generosity isn't really there. And we're going to use that as we move into the next session, which is really about how to truly identify where our boundaries are. All right, see you next time.